Geek Radio Daily for Monday, February 15th, 2010. It's all the geek without the wait, and welcome to post-Valentine's Day.
Good morning, everyone.
Here's hoping you didn't forget.
Yeah. Because you remember now.
Oh, you should have remembered like last night about, you know, when you heard that.
Well,
you should have. So that's all I'm saying. So good morning. Welcome to the start of another week with, of course, the Bruce.
Get down and give me infinity.
You just don't know how to marginalize, do you?
Okay, infinity minus one.
Appreciate it. Hi, I'm Billy Flynn.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man. Pandora doesn't go back in the box. He only comes out.
Damn right. So welcome to Monday. A look at your box office results coming up, your geekified news as well. But you know, it was on this date, February 15th in 1768, the first mustard manufactured in America was advertised in Philadelphia. For all of you mustard fans.
Oh, the mustard lovers.
Rejoice. 1842, a private mail service in New York City.
New York City!
Introduced the first adhesive postage stamps.
So there you go. What did you do before? Did you staple them or something?
You said to lick them nature's glue. 1903, the first teddy bear was introduced in America. It was made by Morris and Ross Mitchum, Russian immigrants.
Because we'll never catch on.
They knew about bears.
They knew, well, yeah.
1961 near Brussels, 72 on board and a farmer on the ground were killed in a crash of a Sabena plane. The U.S. figure skating team was wiped out.
I'm sure there's a lie somewhere involved going, listen, if I'm lying, may somebody strike me down right now.
Oh, baby puppy.
1965, Canada's new flag with its maple leaf design was unfurled in ceremonies in Ottawa. It replaced the Union Jack. Nothing in my heart will ever replace Union Jack. 1970, sandblasting was invented by B.C. Tilghman and demonstrated in Philadelphia. Mustard, sandblasting, a huge day for Philadelphia. 1970,
be proud.
71, after 1,200 years, Britain abandoned the 12-shilling system for a decimal system, and things just weren't the same ever again. 1979, Paul Shirley, age 21 of Australia, sucked a lifesaver for 4 hours and 40 minutes. Insert your own bad sexually innuendo-wise joke there. 1987, People magazine reported John Lennon's killer, Mark David Chapman, had considered killing many other celebrities, including Paul McCartney, Johnny Carson, Elizabeth Taylor, and Ronald Reagan. But said, nah, out of all these, yeah.
Let's go with John Lennon.
Sure.
Yeah, good job, John.
1995, United States President Gerald Ford, George Bush, Bill Clinton joined legendary entertainer Bob Hope at a gold foursome at Bob Hope Classic Golf Tournament. First time three U.S. presidents played in one foursome. Huh?
That's good. I'm not really impressed. Sorry.
Okay, 1995, FBI arrested Kevin Mitnick, its most wanted hacker, charged him with cracking security for some of the nation's most protected computers. He plea bargained down to 8 months in jail. 2001, the first draft of the complete human genome was published, and in 2005, YouTube was launched in the United States.
Congratulations. I think we talked about that,
that would
pretty
have made
recently.
A good show. Well, maybe it's his birthday then.
Maybe it's his birthday. All right, let's start with Renee O'Connor.
Okay.
She is Gabrielle and Xena, the warrior princess.
Oh, true. Alex Borstein is 47 today, voice of Lois Griffith on Family Guy. Sure, she was in Mad TV.
Yeah.
But Lois Griffith.
Yeah, she's more important there. Matt Groening. 56 years old today, creator of The Simpsons.
But you skip Christopher McDonald, who's 53, who sure has been in a bunch of things, but sir, he was Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore. And always will be.
How could I miss that?
Always will be.
Jane Seymour, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, 59 years old.
Harvey Korman is 81, a regular in the Carol Burnett show. He was Hedley Lamarr. Hedley Lamarr in Blazing Saddles.
Never correct me, I'm the king. Let's see, people who have passed away. Let's go with that one now.
Okay.
Mr. Chris Farley.
Chris Farley, no longer with us. Born in the state in 1964. Sir, we miss you about as much as we miss Cesar Romero.
Yes,
born in 1907. Sure, you might know him from Falcon Crest, where he played Peter Starvos. But we best, of course, know him as Peter Star... No, no. The one and only Joker. For the longest time, he was the only Joker that we had. And sir, somewhere you've got to be on TV. See what I did?
Yes, I see what you did there. Over there on CBS, we're talking about How I Met Your Mother, Accidentally on Purpose, Two and a Half Men, The Big Bang Theory, and CSI Miami. They're all repeats because of something happened on some other channel.
Well, yeah, on ABC, they've got The Bachelor
on the Wings of Love.
Okay, they take a trip to St. Louis, rerun a castle. What are you going to do?
Yeah, okay. Over there on NBC, this is probably what everybody's, you know, programming against. The Winter Olympics are on. You have figure skating, speed skating, and snowboarding today, prime time.
Ooh, snowboarding. Over on AMC American Movie Classics, it's the movie Dave. Kevin Kline, Sigourney Weaver.
I once got a fish this big. Over there on Spike Television, you have Facing Ali, where 10 former rivals pay tribute to Muhammad Ali.
That's sweet. That's so nice. Oh, on Fox, while there is a rerun of House, there is a new episode of 24. So while the Olympics are going on, Jack Bauer is saving your life.
The world 1 hour
and
at a time.
In the world, yes.
Yeah, over there on USA Network, you have WWE Monday Night Raw with guest host Jerry Springer. Yeah, he's typecasting.
When there's wrestling matches,
yeah.
Family Channel, Secret Life of an American Teenager, Gossip and Secrets on the Night of the Dance. Oh, it'll make it or break it. The girls increase their skills. I'm leaving that one alone.
Yeah, there you go. Sci-Fi Network is V, The Final Battle.
Oh! Well, before the TV show, there was the final battle.
Yeah.
Okay. FMC is showing Weekend at Bernie's.
Great film. Nat Geo, you have The Traveler's Guide to the Planets. First, you have Mars, and then Venus and Mercury. No word on where to get the best Pangalactic Gargo Blaster.
Damn. If I'm watching anything that's fine, even though, sir, it's going to be on the Chiller Network. And that's because a centuries-old humanoid terrorizes a group of people trapped by an avalanche. That's right. Ann Veers Charlton and Harmon Walsh star in Ice Queen, which sounds like upbeat and happy.
No, well,
don't get it.
Don't you have a letter to read or something?
Like an ABBA song or something.
Yes,
like that.
We do. Mr. Flynn, as I still have not received your lackey application and given your response to my previous letter, I can only surmise you have misplaced your application. While this does not earn you points in our organization, we here at Henchman Inc. have decided that your skills are desirable enough in our organization for me to overlook this transgression. That being said,
okay.
I have decided to modify our normal application process for you. Instead of the normal form and triplicate, please read the following statement during your podcast for all to hear and witness. The following has to be read in a bad English accent.
Okay. I'm waiting.
I state your name. Do hereby do swear allegiance. Russian is bad.
Russian
it's
really
a bad,
bad English.
English. You can't get much worse English than that. To Hitchman Inc., the fraternal order of lackeys and the codes of the hired goon. By so swearing, I state your name. Do declare that I will follow the rules, bylaws, and generally good advice as stated in the following and in other press releases to come in the future. To loyally and faithfully serve the mad scientist I am assigned. To bravely swarm the so-called hero with my employer escapes. To never question the insane babble that my employer will often utter. I'm doing that right now. To diligently take all messages, phone and otherwise, when my employer is away. In exchange for my service, I recognize I will never, ever be properly appreciated. I acknowledge my role while necessary, will not require perfection in action. The Fraternal Order of Lackeys will provide me with employment, placement, legal counsel, health, vision, and dental benefits. Dude.
Oh, dental.
Dude. I'm
dental.
Saying,
oh, hey.
I state your name, do promise to honor and abide by these codes, which I have read, and others to be released in the future. Now, having completed your pledge, you're hereby accepted to the Fraternal Order of Lackeys. Your first mission is to hunt down the slightly malfunctioning and misplaced Blizzard machine from Darth Frosty. I will send you coordinates to begin your search in a separate communique. Signed, the Henchman. If I have to go and find the snow machine to bring more snow my way?
Oh, no.
I would say thank you, but maybe I'm not cut out to be that guy. I already have, apparently, based on that description, I'm already a lackey, it sounds like.
Congratulations. You've been typecasted.
Yay. Happy Monday. So if you'd like to send some form of mail or cult standing paperwork for us to fill out, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce and Flintster, Salt Lake Geek, RadioDaily.com. Monday means a look at your box office results. Got your geekified news coming up this Monday, February 15th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Great coffee.
Hey. Chad, who's that strange, somber man on the cover of that book you're reading?
Oh, that's H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, I've heard of him, but I never really got into his stuff. It's kind of strange and hard to read.
No, I used to think that too, but that all changed when I started listening to the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast.
What's that?
The H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast is a weekly podcast.
Tell me more. Well,
these two really smart and hilarious guys give a synopsis of the story, then they talk about its background, the critical views, and what it says about the author.
Well, where can I listen?
Let me tell you, Chris, you can go to hppodcraft.com or, heck, just subscribe through iTunes. It's that easy.
Oh, Chad, I'm so excited. Now I can listen to this podcast and pretend to all my snooty friends that I actually read and understand H.P. Lovecraft.
Hey, that's what I do.
Oh, dear.
Yeah! hppodcraft.com.
This is Martin from the NMO show from groovymanagers.com, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for Monday, February 15th, 2010. It's all the geek and apparently no leftover Valentine's Day candy.
I think I have. No. Do I have any other thousand? No. I gave it all away.
Oh, dude. An immense amount of dark chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, but it's good for you.
Oh, well, it's tasty. It's healthy.
It's healthy. Well, to a point.
No, completely.
the buzz that
it was
he
diet.
That
movie's
oh, Diet Dark Chocolate.
Yeah. Tons of movie made bank this weekend, including...
All right, let's start off with the horrible film of When in Rome. 10th position, it made $3.4 million. In number 9, you have Crazy Heart, which made $4 million. Number 8, Edge of Darkness, $4.5 million. $80 million budget, $36 million so far.
Mm.
From Paris with Love...
No.
Number 7 position with $4.7 million. I don't think it's going to make its bank back either.
Doesn't look like it.
No. Tooth Fairy, number 6 position, made $5.6 million, $41 million total so far, and a $48 million budget. Yeah, well, we might see a sequel.
This week's number 5 was last week's number 1 movie in America, Dear John, making $15.3 million. Apparently, people didn't want to see a depressing movie. Over the Valentine's weekend. Well, it's made $53 million in 2 weeks and a budget of $25. Dear John 2 Electric Boogaloo could be coming. Number 4, last week's number 2, Avatar, raked in another $22 million, making $659 million in 9 weeks domestically. Insane. Number 3, The Wolfman opened up at $30 million. It's a budget of $150, so word of mouth's going to have to...
Yeah, and the word of mouth is doing a good enough job as is.
Number 2, Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief, opened at $31 million on a budget of $95. It could do that with repeat business. And the number 1 movie in America for some strange reason is the movie Valentine's Day, which made its budget back in 1 week as it made $52 million. So thank you, America. Thanks for doing that. Keep it up this weekend, and we're going to have to talk.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Several Canadian news outlets reports that a gamer in British Columbia thwarted a school shooting by alerting authorities after hearing a failing Texas high school student discuss his plans and targets over Xbox Live.
Okay.
Having heard this and thought, well, this kid sounds a little off-center, deranged, serious, like he's got a bunch of plans... After he got done playing his gaming session, decided he would call authorities. And the Vancouver Sun says the unidentified gamer in an unspecified game with one distraught and nihilistic student called and, they found the kid and they've arrested him. Now, they're not giving out names or anything.
Because he's a minor.
Because he is a minor. But apparently, the suspect had planned to obtain weapons from a friend in the Marine Corps.
Yeah. Whoops.
So, gamers, save lives. Thank you.
Yeah. DC Comics, has they found a new president yet? Well, conflicting reports aren't quite sure, but she has an impressive resume right now. Bleeding Cool's Rich Johnson is reporting that the former president of the Scholastic Children's Book Publishing and Distribution Division and the executive vice president of Scholastic Books Incorporated, Barbara Marcus, might replace John Levitz. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Paul Levitz.
Oh.
Because John Levitz, that'd be really cool. Paul Levitz, from DC president. Who knows? DC isn't making any comments, but Marcus was considered to be the person who brought Harry Potter to the United States.
So Harry Potter's boss will be Superman's boss?
Very possibly. Let's see. DC president says, we're not making any announcements yet, but since it's going to be the 75th anniversary happening this month for DC Comics, they might want to get on the ball and make that announcement sometime real soon.
Yeah, probably. So you're sitting at home and you're trying to help find aliens with your SETI at home project. Well, it's time to upgrade to SETI Quest. It's the product of astronomer Jill Tarter's TED Prize wish. After being awarded TED Prize last year, Tarter was given the opportunity to make a single wish before an auditorium full of top names in technology and design. She wished they would empower Earthlings everywhere to become active participants in the ultimate search for cosmic company. So SETI Quest, Tarter and TED making it happen. The website will make vast amounts of SETI data available to the public for the first time. It will also publish the Institute's signal detection algorithm as open source code, inviting brilliant coders and amateur techies to make it even better. Quote, with available cloud storage and processing resources, we can provide digital signal processing experts and students with a lot of raw data and invite them to develop new algorithms that can find other types of signals we are now missing and get us off this rock, hopefully before they all come to kill Sarah Connor.
Speaking of stopping the signal, you can't stop the signal, but according to the NASA feed,
yes,
the space shuttle crew at 4:15 Eastern Standard Time woke up to the theme of Firefly. The Battle of Serenity. The Ballad of Serenity, yes.
Dude.
Yes, performed by Sonny Rhodes. It was played for Bob Birkin. I'm going with that one.
Sure.
What I want to know is, why were they woken up at 4:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
It's military. You should remember that.
Well, in the afternoon, really, the Slackers.
Well, because they're the night shift.
Oh, okay. Just, I'll go. It's a night shift, yeah.
So Vin Diesel apparently is going to sign up for another Riddick movie. Riddick 3, it's called Riddick. It's just called Riddick. So apparently, if you make some Fast and Furious movies, people will come back and watch you be a glowy-eyed alien goofball. I don't consider Pitch Black a Riddick movie so much as...
He was in
Riddick
it.
Riddick was in it.
Yeah.
So, that's twisting things.
Let's get the Riddick in it.
How about Riddick 4, The Pacifier? That'd be awesome.
Oh, no.
Geek Radio Daily. Drop by iTunes, write a review, subscribe while you're there. All the cool kids do it. Don't forget to stop by Facebook. Become a fan of the Facebook page. Stuff happens on the Facebook page without ever showing up anywhere else. It's true.
It does.
It happened this weekend. GRD license with Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Please send us a message to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinch, us all at geekradiodaily.com.
In 1 week, mankind will face the visitors for the final battle.
It's the only chance we've got.
And for these two lovers, perhaps their final days together. You have 1 week to prepare for an adventure inside the alien's mothership, where a father will desperately search for his kidnapped son. Mike Donovan will find his boy, just as the aliens have planned. You have only 1 week to prepare for the most astonishing birth in our history. The mother is 19, the father a visitor. The world now waits to see the baby. You have only 1 week to prepare for the last war mankind may ever face. Next Sunday, the final battle begins.